The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 363.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the producer and co-host of the podcast called Feast Meets West, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story about self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Iris Van Kerkhove. Iris, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to the listeners.
I'm great. It's 9 a.m. here in Hong Kong. So my name is Iris Van Kerkhove. I produce and co-host a show, as you mentioned, called Feast Meets West. That's part of the Heritage Radio Network, and it traces the stories of your favorite Asian dishes. So basically, I've been passionate about food and beverage for a really long time, and I always did it as a side hustle. And a few years ago, I finally decided to work in food full time. And I moved back to Hong Kong, where I was born and raised. And it's such an amazing food city. So I came back here, I fell in love with the restaurant industry, and I now work for one of the most popular restaurants out here. Last year, I decided to combine my passions for food and journalism and started a podcast with my best friend, Linda Liu, who's located in New York City. And we started this show as an independent podcast where we weaved in interview snippets with food professionals from both Hong Kong and New York. And as of this year, we got picked up by Heritage Radio Network, and we're just wrapping up our first season with them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And you picked probably one of the best places to be in the food scene. Like, Hong Kong has like some of the best things to eat, especially their dim sum. So I just wanted to, to share that. And Iris, what's your cultural background?
So this is going to sound a little familiar to some of your listeners, because my sister was actually on the show not too long ago. I'm ethnically half Hong Kong Chinese and half Belgian. I grew up in Hong Kong, and I had always attended British international schools. And then I moved to New York City when I was 17 and moved back to Hong Kong at age 27 to pursue my passion for food. So culturally, I'm this weird mix of Hong Kong Chinese, New Yorker with a little European influence and a self-deprecating British sense of humor.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I don't remember the exact quote, but there was this one line in Robert Holden's book, Shift Happens, which is all about positive psychology, where he essentially asks, do you want to be right or happy? It always stuck with me for some reason. I think on the surface, it might sound like almost the anti-self-confidence quote, because we all think confidence is centered around being right and knowing everything. But I love that question, because sometimes I think it takes a truly self-assured person to surrender their ego and the beliefs that keep them stuck, and to admit when it's time to adopt a new way of thinking.
I love that quote, especially, you know, being Asian, like having pride is something that like is stuck with us, right? It's like we have so much
pride. That's so true.
Like, we have so much pride that we're not ready to let go or to lose a battle, you know? And I was like that too. And then sometimes, you know, it's just the saying, like, when you lose, you win. And I think when we learn to adapt that, like if we let go of something, we actually gain something better. But it's something that's like pretty typical, especially in Asian culture, having that pride.
Yeah. So, and like Chinese people being like obsessed with not losing face, you know?
Totally. So I mean, I love that quote that you mentioned it. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So my definition of self-confidence might be a little different to others. I don't really believe in the whole faking it until you make it shtick. I believe self-confidence is about not being afraid to fully embrace who you are at your core. That means do what you actually want to do. Be who you want to be. True confidence means that you're comfortable with yourself, whether you're mainstream or you're different to the majority, whether you're comfortable praising yourself in front of others or if you enjoy poking fun at yourself. Everyone's different, but we should stop running away from our true nature to meet other people's expectations.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love your definition, right? Because, you know, we still live in a world where we feel like we have to live through other people's expectations and definitions. And that's why so many people feel trapped within themselves because they can't be the person that they want to be because they're afraid they might shame their families or, you know, they might embarrass someone. And sometimes we just have to learn to be a little bit selfish and just be ourselves and kind of let go of what other people think. So thanks for sharing that definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think looking back, I think I've always been pretty self-assured in a sense, though others didn't think so and told me I wasn't. People kind of took the fact that I vocalize a lot of self-doubt and worry, or the fact that I'm very comfortable with pointing out my shortcomings as a sign of low self-esteem. But I've never wanted to betray who I am to fit in or fit what people describe as a successful, confident person. So I'm really proud of myself for sticking to my guns, even when I was at a younger, more impressionable age. I think as I got older and discovered my self-confidence, I haven't really changed much as a person, but I've learned to better trust myself, be happier with my decisions in life, and not to second-guess myself so much. And sometimes just getting out of your own way is the best thing you can do to achieve a success.
I totally agree with you about that, especially getting out of our own way, because we're so great at like being our own worst enemy, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
The second-guessing, the indecisiveness, you know, the procrastinating, overanalyzing, that it stops us from doing stuff. And I'm guilty of that. I mean, I sometimes overanalyze to the point where I don't even remember what I was thinking about. But, you know, it's something that we can learn to overcome. And, you know, what was that aha moment in your life when you realized you were, you know, the confident person that you are today?
I didn't have an aha moment per se, but I do think the first few years after moving back to Hong Kong and changing industry played a big part in my self-confidence, ironically because my self-confidence was completely destroyed for a while. Not only was moving to the other side of the world without a job, relevant job experience, or friends a challenge, but I faced all kinds of trials and tribulations in my personal life as well, such as heartbreak, death of a loved one, and losing a job. And I think after going through all of that, I was reminded how strong I am and how great my intuition has always been, and that whenever I try to ignore that intuition and be someone I'm not, it's the wrong path.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you mentioned about intuition because a lot of us feel like we don't know what we're doing and we're afraid to make our own decisions, even though there's signs like our intuition telling us this is the right path, even though it may not look like it at times. But I mean, it's something we have to learn how to kind of like use, right? Like our intuition. A lot of people out there just are so afraid to make that next step because they're so afraid of the unknown, not realizing like the unknown can be the greatest thing. And you know, like you mentioned, you went through so many tribulations. You know, I always hear this term like, you know, if you're at rock bottom, there's no other way than to go up, right? And you just got to get back up and start doing it again. So, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
Well, I think as women, time for self-reflection, worry, and doubt are kind of built into our hormonal cycle in the form of PMS, and I'm grateful for it. So it's not like I walk around every day thinking like, man, I'm the best. But ever since discovering the strength of just being myself, there's so much less anxiety and second guessing. And that means I can produce so much more good work, make a positive impact on other people's lives on a professional and personal level, and enjoy my own life so much more because I'm thinking about what I do have rather than what I don't have.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love your last sentence that you focus on what you have versus you don't. You know, I think the more that we focus on what we have at the present moment, the more we can attract better things into our lives. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Just remember three words. You do you. There are always going to be people who give you solicited or unsolicited advice, or people trying to pressure you to do things you don't actually want to do. It's important to find quiet moments where you can sort of check in with yourself and follow your gut feeling, even if it doesn't seem like the most logical thing to do at the time.
Thanks. I like that tip that you mentioned, especially that part where you said, you know, even if it doesn't seem logical, because sometimes there are just things we can't explain, but we just know that we just kind of have to dive in and just have faith and everything will fall into place. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your show, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, for sure. If you love Asian food, you're going to love Feast Meets West. So the main hub for the show and our other content is on www.feastmeetswest.com. You can subscribe to our show on iTunes or Stitcher by searching Feast Meets West by Heritage Radio Network, not Linda and Iris, which is our old show, but you can check that out as well. Alternatively, you can stream episodes on our website or heritageradionetwork.org. And if you want to join our online community on Facebook, you can search Feast Meets West, or on Instagram for beautiful photos of delicious Asian food at Feast Meets West Eats.
Thanks for sharing that. I'll be definitely checking that out. I'm a big foodie as well, so thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Iris, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Iris's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Iris for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.